Chapter 31. Another heavy blow to the gatehouse door caused it to tremble and splinter. Marielle stood with her back against the wall, knowing she was not going to refuse the two dumb creatures who stood staring at her pleadingly. She nodded toward the door, saying,
"Some beast ought to stop them smashing it in."
Lumba backed up the stairs, heading the group that carried the battering ram. He was confident that the next charge would burst a way through into the gatehouse.
"What's time now? Give it all you've got! 1, 2, charge!"
10 rats were carrying the ram. They sped down the stairs with the other 40 close on their heels. Before they reached it, the door swung open. Unable to stop, they went pounding through the doorway. Muta and Rab met them head-on. The two berserk warriors were like eagles among pigeons. Spears were swept aside, broken, shields bent double, and armour crushed like autumn leaves. The badger seized a rat in each paw and used them as flails upon the others. Rab's stream battle was among them like a flame, his sword blade flashing as he hacked through armour and hide alike. Hooktail had carried on running as he entered the room. He dashed past Muta and was about to turn when a mighty smack from Marielle's gullwhacker sent him sailing through the window, where he met an arrow before falling to the moat. The mouse maid spun a weapon, punishing every head or face that appeared before her. With two rats clinging to her back, Muta fought on, the bloodlust hot in her eyes. Horde rats bounced off the stone walls as she whirled her huge paws like a windmill. Rab was out onto the stairs, dropping his sword in favour of a spear. He went to it with butt and point, using the centre pole as a quarter-stave, until he made it to the top of the steps. Shaking off the two rats that clung to her like ticks, Muta grabbed the fallen battering ram. A scream of pure terror came from the remaining horde rats. Muscle and sinew stood out on the old badger's scarred hide as she swung the ram, flattening rats against both walls. The rest broke and ran up the stairs, only to find Rab armed with a spear on the top step, barring their way. They turned, but Muta was coming through the door with the battering ram pointed at them. Shutting her mind to the awful sounds, Marielle concentrated on unloading rats out of the window. One or two who had missed the wrath of Muta and Rab pushed past her and leaped howling into the moat. Marielle collected spears and began hurling them up at the archers on the battlements. The battle won. Muta and Rab returned exhausted to the gatehouse, but there was still work to be done. The door had been torn off its hinges in the attack. Quickly, they turned it on its side and, using the battering ram and the remaining spears, made a barricade.